So the Ben Ishchai brings from the Pasuk, I'm going to read a few Pasukim to explain what the Pasuk means. The Yisai Yisrael, from Pashas Vayigash, but Yisai Yisrael, the Kol HaShero, all which he had, V'yavo Be'era Sheva, he came to Be'er Sheva, V'yizbat Zvachim L'Elokei Aviv Yitzchak, and he shechted Korbanos to HaKadosh Baruch. V'yom Elokim Yisrael, and God spoke to Yisrael, V'marot HaLayla, at the time of night, V'yom Yaakov, Yaakov, he said, Yaakov, Yaakov, V'yom Hin, and he said, behold, I am. V'yom Anochi Hakel Elokei Avicha, I am the God of your father. Al tira, don't be fearful, merda Mitzrayim, when you go down to Egypt, ki legoy gadol asimech Hashem, to a big nation, I will place you there. Anochi eredi mach, I will go down in Godless with you. Mitzrayim, anochi alecha, and I will take you out, gam alo. Also you will come out, v'yosef yasid yadav al enecha, and Yosef will place his hands on your eyes. Okay. That's what the Pasuk is saying. Speaking about Nevuah of Yaakov Avinu, right? That he, Kodesh Baruch, was going to be him in the final galus of Mitzrayim and take him out. So the Ben Ishchai says, Vayomer Elokim Yisrael, b'marot halayla, in the midst of the night, Vayomer Yaakov Yaakov, and he says, Yaakov Yaakov, Yomer Hinein, he says, behold, here I am. Yesh Ladat, says the Ben Ishchai, Macha Shizkiu B'Shem Yisrael, right? Since he mentioned, when he spoke to Yaakov, he said, V'yom Elokim LeYisrael. He said, Yisrael. Lama lo karolo ata. Why didn't he call him now, B'Shem Yisrael? Why didn't he call the name Yisrael? He said, Yaakov, Yaakov. He says, V'yom Elokim LeYisrael. And then it says, Yaakov, Yaakov. El karo B'Shem Yaakov. He called him the name Yaakov. Gam lama kafal shema. Why did he double his name? He called him Yaakov, Yaakov. He said, it just said Yaakov. Nearly b'siyat d'shmaya. It seems to me, says the Ben Ishchai, with the help of heaven, the mefurash b'katuv. It's explicit in the pasuk. Shayu dvarim elu elav b'marot halayla. This talk of Kodesh Baruch was at the times of night, right? In a dream. V'yadua, and it's known. Shalayla hu b'chinat shem ben. Night time is the time of what's called Shem Ben. It's one of the expressions of God's names, right? That expression is the expression of the female, i.e. the female represents Din. Din and the Malchus are Dina, right? Malchus represents Din, right? So nighttime is a time of Din. Nighttime is a time of Choshech, of Meniat, or no light. Light represents Chesed. That's why Boke, right? Chasdecha baboker v'unotecha balelos. Chesed is the time of day. Things are clear, right? There's a clarity. Nighttime is a night, like Mesirus Yesharim says, you see an amud, you think it's a person. You see a pillar, you think it's a person. There's disclarity. Nighttime always represents galus, represents disclarity, represents the time of din, of hest upon him, and Kodesh Baruch Hu isn't with us. Clarity, when we see a Kodesh Baruch Hu in the boker, you can clarify things. It's clear. Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence is clear. Things are, people understand life, right? When there's a Beis HaMikdash, you had clarity, you had the disclarity, you go to Beis HaMikdash, you saw the Esra, the Ten Nisim, you automatically be mitchabed, connected, reconnected to your Creator. Now, this is not exact, but generally speaking, the man represents more the Chesed aspect, because he's the giver. The female's the one who takes that essence and bounds it, and expresses it, but in a bound way, okay? The bounding of this expression, that's always a concept of din. Din comes from the word dayo, enough, sufficient. It gives boundaries to things. Like the potency of a person, like the lashon for zachar is sort of zecher, it's also memory. Memory represents potency. The female in the cave is a nekev, is a hole, right? Something which contains something. So the zachar represents potency. And that represents chesed, because the giving of your potency. And the female is that which takes that potency and bounds it. Lechein, therefore, kevan she'ama lo b'maros halayla. Since it was said at the night time, shu b'china shem ben. This is the concept of the shem ben, the female name of God, kivyachol. Lechach v'yomei Yaakov Yaakov. said Yaakov, Yaakov. Yaakov represents that concept of when Yaakov's in his lower level, when Yisrael's in his lower level, i.e. nighttime, the time of Hest upon him. So that's why it says Yaakov, Yaakov. So he's going to say, Shu mispa sheva pa'amim ben. It's seven times ben. Seven times 52 is, seven times five is 350. Seven times two is 14, is 364, right? Yaakov is, right? Yud and Ayin is 80. Kuf is 100, so it's 180. And 2 is 182. Twice 182 is 364. So 7 times Shem Ben is Yaakov Yaakov. This is Besod. Why 7 times? Besod Bat Sheva. Right? Or Yuvam Besiat Dishmaya. Right? So this is Besod Bat Sheva. What's Bat Sheva? Bat Sheva represents the Nekeva. Bat Sheva was David Melech's wife. Right? So she represents the seven expressions of Malchus, right? I.e. all the seven higher levels, right? The seven spheres, the seven lower levels, sorry, the seven lower levels from Chesed, right? To Malchus of that is represented in the outer Malchus, which is Bat Sheva, right? I.e. David Amalek's wife. And from her you had Shlomo Amalek. Right? Or Yuvan, or it'll be explained, B'siat D'shmar, with the help of heaven. Kar'o Yaakov Yaakov. He called him Yaakov Yaakov. B'Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ki b'chol shem, in all the names, yesh mishpa, mispa, shnei shiluvim. There's two things which come together. In God's name, the regular name of God is Yudke Vavke. But that's how it's written. But how it's pronounced is Adni, right? So Adni is Keneged the Malchus, right? The expression, because that's what we say it. When we express God's name, we say Adni, that's the Malchus, that's the express of God's name. And there's the written part, which is the potency, which what's contained in the name, which is the Shem Havaya, right? Va'adni, Va'havaya, these two Shemes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, together they have 364. So the Ben Yishai says we take this two ways of combining Shem Havaya and Adni. Adni and Havaya and Havaya and Adni. And Adni and Havaya is, right, 26 and 65, which is 91. So, right, so we have 91 doubled, is 182. Right, umispa kol, right, and we take all of it again, we get 364. Kedei, in order lishmo oto ba'arba shiluvim elu, shebeshem Yaakov Yaakov min ha-satan. In other words, we need on each Yaakov, we need both shiluvim. So we have arba shiluvim on Yaakov Yaakov, and these four shiluvim, these four combinations of the shame, Adaya, Adni, Havaya, Adni, Adni, Havaya, is what needs protection from Yaakov, Mina Satan, from Bemaros Halayla. Satan is a place, is that which is so to us from the derech, makes us go away. Nighttime, when things aren't clear, we can go away from the straight pathway. Shehu mispa shin samach dalet. Ki derech ha-satan, it's the way of the satan, right? L'katreg b'shas ha-sakon, at a time of danger. B'yitziat adam l'derech, when a person goes on his way. And here Yaakov is going on his way to Mitzrayim. U'bifrat b'rida to Mitzrayim. Especially in going down to the place of Tuma, which is Ervas Ha'aretz, which is Mitzrayim. So therefore Yaakov needs this protection of the Shnei Shiluvim of Havaya Adni and Adni Havaya, which is 182, which is connected to his name.
It'll be your punishment.
V'od nira li also seems to me with the help of heaven, ma shebacha ata likoro b'shem Yaakov, what he chooses now to call him in the name of Yaakov, diyadua ma shekatvu hamekubalim. It's known what they wrote, the mekubalim, the pasuk, b'yifga b'makom. Right? It says when Yaakov in Parshas Vayetze, right? When Yaakov Yifga b'makom, that was the place with the stones. They all came together and the sulam. Yeah. So the Yaakov im arba otiyot, Yaakov with the four letters is kuf pei vav, right? That's the Yaakov itself is kuf pei dalet, kuf pei base. It's 182 plus his four letters, which is another four, is 186, which is kuf pei vav. And that's b'minyan. That has the same minyan, same gematria as the word makom. Makom is right kuf pei vav. Mem and two mems is pei. Kuf vav is kuf pei vav. Right. Ad kan divrayim. That's the words of the mekubalim. Okay. V'yifga b'makom, therefore, means v'yifga b'makom. Yaakov was v'yifga b'makom. Makom is a remez to Yaakov himself, right? Okay. Hinei Yisrael, the Jewish people, or Yisrael, mishulashim b'shlosha madrigot. We have three levels, yes? Shel kedusha, of holiness. Shem kahanim, levim, v'yisraelim, right? V'shilush zehu shleimut shalahem. And these three aspects of Kedusha in Klal Yisrael represents the completion of Klal Yisrael. Kamo she'amru raboteinu, like our rabbis teach us in Shabbos, Peiches Amud Aleph, Berich Rechmana, blessed be God, the Yehiv Orayan, Tlitai la'am Tlitai, who gave his light, his three lights, right, his three expressions, right, to a people of who have three expressions. I kohanim levim Yisraelim v'yadua, and it's known. She Yisrael nikru goy gadol. The Jewish people called goy gadol ba'aretz, a great nation on the land. Right? Kamo she'ama Hashem itbarach la'Avram Avinu. Like we see how HaKadosh Baruch Hu addresses the Jewish people when he speaks to Avram Avinu. Ve'escha legoy gadol. I will make you into a great nation. Uktiv v'yisham. And you will be there to a great nation. Speaking again about the Jewish people in Pasuk in Dvarim, right? Or it's another Pasuk, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim krovim elav. Who is this great nation who has God close to them? Again, speaking about the Jewish people. Hine, shlosh pa'amim goy gadol. These three times that it's mentioned in Chumash, this word goy gadol is keneged kahanim, Levim and Yisraelim. Ole, and it comes the gematria of Kuf Pei Vav, which is the gematria we said, Yaakov with his four letters. So Goy Gadol, Goy is 19, Gadol is 43, so Goy Gadol is 62. Three times 62, Keneged Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim is 182, which is 84, which is Kuf Pei Vav, right? Which is the name of Yaakov Avinu with his four letters, Kemispa Mokum. Kenega the Mispa Mokum. Sorry, I meant 186. The Kemosha Katvu HaMukubalim, like the Mukubalim says, V'lechein, Af Alpi Shekar'o B'Shem Yisrael, even if his name called the name Yisrael, Lon it batel shem Yaakov. This is the Gemara. His name Yaakov wasn't batel. The chavivhu, it's dear to us. Shabon nirmas shleimut Yisrael, because in this name we have the concept of the completion of the Jewish people, either three levels of completion, v'shlosha madrigot shel kahanim levim v'yisraelim. Because Yaakov, which is kuf pei beis, with his four letters, which is Kuf Pei Vav, is three times Goy Gadol, which is a representation of Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. Shem Shlosh Pamim, Goy Gadol. Three times Goy Gadol. Al Kain, therefore, Ata, Sheba Levasro, when Kodesh Baruch was coming to tell him, Al Tira, Mireda Mitzrayim, don't be fearful of going down to Egypt. Ki Goy Gadol Asim Chasham, I will make you into a great nation there. Right? V'lechach, Karo b'shem Yaakov. He called him Dafka in the name of Yaakov. Shehu mispa shlosh pa'amim. It's the mispa shlosh pa'amim goy gadol. Sheyesh lezaro, that has in his people these three levels of kedusha. Shem mispa shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shiluvim of Havaya Adni, right? twice in each name of Yaakov, Hanikram Mokum, which is called Mokum. The Shiluvim, the four Shiluvim of Avaya Adni, right, represents this concept of Mokum. Kaminyan Shlosh Pamim, against this minyan, which is Goy Gadol, because Mokum is a private Mokum, right? You have four sides to a Mokum, which is the protection of these Shiluv of Havaya Adni, these four Shiluvim of Havaya Adni. And that's also, if a person understands, that also represents the Machane Yisrael. When the Jewish people went in the Midbar, so they had Machane Shechina, which is for Kahanim, Machane Leviya, and they had Machane Yisrael, the three levels of Goy Gadol. Right? And that was the Mokum of the Jewish people. That was the place of the Jewish people. That's why it's the gematria of Mokum. Now, you explain it, the Mokum, this Machane Shechina, this Machane Klaus went through the Midbar. The Midbar is the Mokum of the Satan, the Mokum of the Ra in the world. That's when Klaus went to the Midbar, they came to nullify the Ra in the world before they came to Eretz Yisrael. They had four sides, which has the Shiluv of Shem Havaya, Adni Havaya, on the four sides, which is also this gematria of Kuf Pei Vav, which is the gematria of Mokum. This is a Mokum of Shechina, Hamishulash, but three times, Goy Gadol, Yisrael, Levim, Kahanim, right? And this is the place that Klal Yisrael go, and they have this protection of the Shem Havaya when they're going into the Midbar, or when Yaakov is bringing the Jewish people into Mitzrayim. Okay? V'lachein, Yisrael, Hem, Am, Klitai, they're people of three. Shemishulashim, B'shlosh Pamim, Goy Gadol. They are three times this concept of Goy Gadol. Shem Kneged Kahanim Levim V'Yisraelim. And Gam HaTorah, also the Torah, he, Oriyant Litai, has three levels of expression. Shemishuleshet B'Torah, that it has Torah, Nevi'im, prophets, V'Ksuvim, and writings. V'Lachein, HaTorah Nikrit Emes, Torah is called truth. Shem Otiot Mishulashim. They are letters which are three in them. Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei. Barosh, right? That's the first letter of the word MS. Umem Beemsa, right? Mem, which is. So the word Emet has three letters, which is Aleph in the beginning, Mem in the middle, and Taf in the end. The Gam Yisrael Nikrim B'Shem Emes. The Jewish people are also called Emes. Bavu B'Shilush HaKedusha Shanim Sabam. Because of the three levels of Kedusha that are in them, which are, like we said, Kahanim, Levim, and Yisraelim. V'od Gam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Emes. Also HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Emes. Dichtiv V'Hashem Elokim Emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes. The Malchuto, that his Malchus, his dominion in the lower worlds, Mishuleshet Bahaya Hove V'yiye. His name, God's name, which is Yudke Vavke, right? It's the name of being. Right, the Hebrew word, the Hebrew verb of being is Haya, right? So his name represents being, Vahaya in the past, Vahove in the present, Vyiye in the future. He is in all three states at the same time. We can't understand that. The Kudshe Barichu, Vahoraita, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah, V'Yisrael, Kulachad, they are three expressions of one unity. Right? V'lachach, anachnu maskirim b'chol yom malchuto b'shilush. We represent the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shilush in three aspects. Ki ne'ema Hashem melech, Hashem malach, Hashem imloch. Hashem was our king, is our king, and will be our king. We mention the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Malchus in these three aspects, because Malchus is an expression of his will. His expression in will in time is the expression of his Malchus. Right? When his will is expressed in time, it means it's in the world. It's being expressed in the world. V'yadua, and it's known. The Shevach Zeh, Hu Norah V'Niskav, this praise of the Kodesh Baruch Hu
is very, very high. V'kolel kol tikkun ha'esa spheros. It's in this praise of Kedusha, it's all the esa spheros are expressed. Mechesed al malchus, from chesed till malchus, keniska b'shar kavonus, like it says in Shar Kavonus. Yeah? He's speaking about Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Yimloch, Lanam Vaed, right? That's what he's speaking about here. So these three levels of expressing the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, that's what was revealed in this Psukim, right? To Yaakov Avinu. Because Yaakov Avinu now going to Mitzrayim, he's going to have the expression, there's going to be the expression of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the lower worlds. And when the Kodesh Baruch Hu is expressed in the higher worlds and in the lower worlds, that's an expression of his Malchus. But when you go down into the lower worlds to fix the lower worlds, you need protection, which is the Shiluv of Shem Havaya Adni, which is Keneged four times, right? The name Yaakov Yaakov, which is this Mokum, right? And just to explain a little bit more, the dream that Yaakov Avinu had when V'yifga b'makom, when he, right, which is a dream of this Golus, this is now coming in fruition when Yaakov now re-dreams as he's going into Golus. So that's how the Ben Ish Chai is connecting V'yifga b'makom to this dream b'maros halayla, right? I parshas v'yetze to parshas v'yigash. Vayetze was the beginning when Yaakov went to the Golus of Lavan, and Vayigash is when Yaakov goes to the Golus of Mitzrayim. Says the Gro, the Parshas of Vayetze, the Golus of Lavan, is the Shorish, is the Makor of Golus Mitzrayim. So the Ben Ish Chai is actually showing you that in the Psukim now. You with me?